All right, we are here at the U.S. Grains Council annual delegates meeting in San Diego. With me is Jim Broughton from North Dakota and the North Dakota Barley Council, and he is chairman of the U.S. Grains Council. And Jim, as chairman, we just had a little issues discussion here with the delegates. What, at this point, do you feel are the most important issues that are facing grains producers in the United States?
Well, as always, it's, you know, market disappearance, finding a place for our crops to go. The U.S. producer is probably the most proficient producer in the world, and we have to find markets, whether they're internal markets to our cattle producers or livestock producers, or to the export market, or to the ethanol industry. We have to have market demand.
Well, it seems like, as always, it seems like our exports just keep going up. It does seem like a bright spot for the grains producers here in this country, for the grains industry. Do you see it that way?
Well, to be honest with you, our exports will be down a little this year. When the market prices go up, the rest of the countries in the world step up on their production, and they bring on more competition. And to be very honest, the U.S. is known as such a reliable producer that the people that buy from us will buy from the other countries first, because they know they can always come to the U.S. and buy from them as the kind of the market of last resort. And we're working, but we want to show them that we have an open market. That's one thing that this price-driven thing did last year for us, that it showed that the U.S. market was open and transparent.
Well, that doesn't sound good to be the market of last resort, the backup.
You don't want to sound that way, but a truthful thing. How do I say that? If you, as a farmer, if you've got somebody down the road that'll sell, say, digger shovels or something at a discount, you'll buy them as well as is there. But you still want to keep that good quality machine shop down the road where you know you can always go to get it.
Well, of course, the livestock industry is suffering greatly in this country, and that impacts our grain producers. What can you do to help our livestock producers?
You know, that's a tough call. I guess the best thing we can say is we've shown that we can produce, that the supply will be there, and with an adequate supply, the price does start coming down. But I'd like to say to my livestock friends, I am a livestock producer, that a rising tide raises all ships, and that's what we have to remember. It's tough in the transition, but high prices usually contribute to high prices throughout the industry.
And you kind of walk a fine line, because... you know, some of our livestock producers are not real happy with the ethanol industry. And ethanol is just another market for our grains producers. So how do you walk that fine line?
Well, that is true. The one thing that we have to say is in the ethanol industry, about a third of every bushel goes into becomes DDGs. The DDGs is an excellent feedstuff. We're growing that demand both internally and in the foreign market, and it's doing quite well for the livestock producers.
All right, Jim, that's really all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would just like to say the importance of developing markets and established trade and improving our lives, our council mission, how important that is, that we have to improve the quality of life of the U.S. farmer.
All right, thank you very much, Jim Broughton, with the chairman of the U.S. Grains Council. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.